First of all, Margie, can you tell me more about some technology that you received for the Nanook Center?
Yes, we received 20 tablets and 2 computers for Nanook Center through a program called One Laptop Per Child.
Will the 20 tablets and 2 computers stay at the Nanook Center?
Yes, they'll be in our computer room there, and we're using them for our youth, and also it's going to be a good resource for the after-school program that we'll run this fall.
And I also understand that there were apps already put into the tablets and the computers. Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of apps downloaded already. They're really educational programs. There's math and science and reading. I think there's about 100 books downloaded from all different indigenous authors. So I'm really pleased to see that, and it's going to be a really good resource for the children.
Okay. When can the youth use the tablets and the computers?
We've started using them already. There was a lady here who came in from One Laptop Per Child, and she already presented them to the community at the Rhubarb Festival. So she gave them out to the children that were there, and they had options to either like play games on them, or they could go around taking pictures in the gym, and they were really excited, the kids were, but they do stay at the center.
Okay, and this organization, One Laptop Per Child, where's this organization from?
It's based in Ottawa, but Valet sponsors this organization, so Valet actually buys the technology for this organization.
Okay. I wanted to find out more about the children and the youth's expression once they received tablets and computers.
Oh, it was priceless. I think for a while the kids really thought that they owned them. And when they passed them out, they were smiling and showing them to their parents. And a couple of kids, I think I heard that they actually took them home with them, and their parents had to bring the tablets back. But they're really excited and into educational games and taking pictures, so it was good to see. It's good to see something positive in our community.
Yeah, okay. Is there any other information you'd like to share about the laptops and tablets you received, or even about One Laptop Per Child?
I just want to point out, too, that when I first became a new cook, I was going through some files, and I did see this letter that came. It was actually written by my daughter, Jean Flowers. She was the person who actually wrote to the council with this website, so I really want to thank her for taking initiative to write to the town to apply for these laptops, and we're really happy that she did that. It's good to see people in the community who, you know, puts in ideas to the council, and we actually follow up on it. So thank you to Jean, and also point out to the other communities that anyone can apply. Any community, any organization, a nonprofit can apply. So if there's any other communities or agencies who would like to apply for it, you just go online, One Laptop Per Child, and you'll go to the website. There's a application there that you can fill out.
Okay, Margie, I'd like to thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah, and have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.